afternoon, welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Wednesday, September the 5th. This is The Flip Side, your host, Robbie Noel, with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.com, .net, I should say, or eaglesup.com. Well, looky here. A congressman was found dead today. Mysterious circumstances. After all, Congressman Gilman recently introduced a bill that would require mortgage brokers to be registered. Oh, strange stuff. Dow Jones Industrial Averages, well, they didn't take the news too well today about pending home sales. Dow fell 143 points, end the day at 13,305. NASDAQ wasn't enthused by Apple cutting the price on its iPhones, which really must have upset a lot of people. NASDAQ off 24 points at 2,605. S&P 500 off 17 points at 1,472. In the metals complex, gold off $1.40 at $682.40. Silver off 11 cents at $12.26. Platinum off a buck at 1,275. Palladium off two at $334. Currently in Asian trading, gold's up 20 cents at $682.60. Silver up 3 cents at $12.24. Platinum and palladium are not participating. Crude oil knocking on the door of $76 a barrel. Closed today up 10 cents at $75.83. What doesn't make sense about gold going down $1.40 today was the U.S. dollar index fell 28 basis points. We are now sitting 57 basis points away from a crucial test. U.S. dollar index sitting at 80.57. What to make of all of this? I don't know. Ambrose Evans Pritchard is going to report tomorrow in the London Telegraph that China has been dumping U.S. treasuries for the last couple of weeks. As a matter of fact, in the last 2 weeks. Apparently, they dumped $34,000 million worth of U.S. treasuries. And I thought they were our friends.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments. investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
I'm tired of working every day for a dollar, about to choke on my own blue collar. This ain't gonna last. Misled by the grand illusion, I've come to this conclusion. I can't make the move too fast. It's written in the sky today. Looks like a good day to run wide open down a two-lane highway. It's about time that some things went my way, throwing troubles out to the wind. And
welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday. And oh, by the way, Wall Street threw a hissy fit today. I can't believe these people on Wall Street. They like spoiled little children. The Fed Beige Book came out today. And there was no mention or hint about a possible rate cut by the Federal Reserve. So they went apoplectic, like spoiled little children. They didn't say anything about the rate cut. Oh, well. Tomorrow could be even a worse day for them. It's my great pleasure once again, as we do each and every Wednesday, to welcome Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries to the show. How are you doing, sir?
Thank you, Mr. Noel. Good to be with you.
Ah, good to have you, sir. Surviving this heaven on earth here in the valley of the sun.
Yes, yes. Yes, it seems like Armageddon.
Well, yes. But then again, you know, and I think I mentioned it to you last week, and you've been there, this time of the year in the Middle East, I mean, we're talking temperatures in the 120s. I couldn't even imagine trying to survive in temperatures of 120s, let alone without air conditioning.
I haven't been there in the middle of the summer, so I have not experienced that. I can only imagine it like you do. But being in Phoenix helps. It does help you to imagine when it's 111 in September, or 112.
Yeah.
So, And
it most probably also helps explain the angst on a consistent basis in the summer months in the Middle East. I mean, people just must be, well, they.
Well, I believe that I've been told that they if they have water, they can sleep under a wet sheet, and that's the kind of things they do to survive in those houses in Baghdad right now. Those people with no electricity, no air conditioning. That's what they're doing. They're putting a wet everybody puts a wet sheet over them. Somebody gets up and changes the sheets during the night when they dry off, and the vapor cooling is what keeps them, allows them to sleep.
I couldn't even imagine operating or trying to function in a situation like that, especially if you're in the U.S. military and you're wearing full military garb.
Yeah, with plenty to drink. And it explains a lot of the strain that they're under, and of course the way they act, and they're going to be some incidents, random shootings, and all kinds of things, and heats of temper.
I could understand shooting somebody. speaking of which, I guess over the weekend, on Saturday, we had another night to honor Israel. And I'm not sure where this was. I think it was in, where was it?
Well, I'm not sure. He has a big schedule. They're somewhere constantly. They're moving on and on. The next one we have scheduled is next Sunday night in Fresno, California. And then okay. He's going to be in his hometown, San Antonio, Texas, on the 10th of October, and or 14th of October, and we hope to be there.
Okay,
so
this was
those
in,
are two we know, but there are many more. They're going from place to place. These things are happening constantly. It's a fevered effort to whip up the frenzy of the so-called Christian right, and war is more and more a constant theme. It's being played on a very hard beat, Robbie. They're really demanding and shouting about bombing Iran as a means of salvation.
Oh, I know that. Oh, they're out in full force. John Podowitz, I think his name is, from the New York Post, is an advocate for the bombing of Iran in order to give comfort to Israel. But the thing that I was going to mention to you is on this. On this report that I read, it was out of Jackson, Mississippi. It took place on Saturday evening. It seems as though Mr. Hagee is no longer promoting the end times belief of the Battle of Armageddon, because this is now starting to worry a lot of Jews. And it seems as though he has taken that part of his night to honor Israel completely off the agenda.
Yes, that was clear in his Washington press releases. His press agent is Jewish, and he said that the position of Hagee had nothing to do with religious belief. It was all about caring for your brother in Israel. Whereas the people there all said that they were there for religious reasons, and their reason for caring about Israel was religious. So they learned that from Hagee. He's taught that. All the other evangelical teach that loving Israel is a part of your duty to God, and it's right next to loving Christ, following Christ. In fact, they forget about following Christ when loving Israel is a concern. And so what Hagee is under pressure from a lot of Jewish factions who are essentially chiding other Jewish factions and saying, why are you putting up with a big fat lout, I don't know if that's the word they use or not, who goes around saying that two-thirds of all the Jews in the world are going to be slaughtered in one battle, and we're all supposed to be so dumb that we're going to come to Armageddon, to Israel, and stand in that valley to be slaughtered, and only one-third is going to survive, and then all of us who are slaughtered are going to hell. And so this is sort of a dialogue I can imagine. I don't know if they actually say those words or not, but it could be kind of embarrassing for one Jewish guy to talk to another Jewish guy and hear those words. So how is Hagee responding to this? Well, he's simply denying that he's there for religious purposes and that the Battle of Armageddon is not really his purpose for being there. And so he's talking out of both sides of his mouth. To one side, to his congregation, and to the other side, for his followers that who come to the one nation, who come to night to honor Israel, at which there's many Jewish people that come. When we were at the one in Colorado, some of the local people there knew the local mayor and the local councilman and some of the other local pastors and. And they knew who these people were there. They recognized them and said hello to some of them as they came in. So it attracts big crowds and attracts a lot of Jewish people. And so you're right, he's changing his line. And that's a good reason for optimism because, of course, not everybody is so dumb as to not be able to see through this.
Well, there was a statement issued by a Reverend Ashton, who's assistant professor of religious studies at a local college in Jackson, because he attended. And he said this, what Hagee is trying to do is use his understanding of Christian theology as a weapon to advance a political agenda. No matter all the nice things he wants to say about Jews and all the mean things he wants to say about Muslims, in the end, it's Christians who will rule the world, and that's his goal because he sees that in his understanding of the biblical mandate.
That's true, and what I want to express is that, of course, this is not just John Hagee, it is the entire evangelical movement. It's just that Hagee has become the big voice, the big mouth, who's taken this to the streets and gone to the conference centers all over the country carrying out these programs. But the whole dispensational movement is in on this and is basically teaching the same thing that Hagee teaches. That's why there are so many of them. That's why we're talking about 40 million voters, maybe 70, yeah. 80, 90 million total people influenced. And recently, there's been a film made about the Catholic influence, the influence over Catholics of the dispensational movement. And this author, I don't know how right he is, but he expresses the idea that there's a significant influence among Catholics who have become charismatic. They call them, some will call it charismatic, but whatever they're called, they're listening to people like John Hagee on Saturday morning and early Sunday morning over the television. They're getting a dose of evangelical theology over the TV, even though they go to Catholic Mass every day. And there are Catholics who are now very concerned about this for the first time. They've been concerned about all kinds of other things, but they have not been properly concerned over the influx, the influence of the dispensational movement right inside their churches. I was at an Episcopal church not very long ago, and I noticed in the program that some of the people were attending a Bible study that was being held in the Episcopal church, and it was K. Arthur's Precept Ministries, who is using the church, probably free of cost, to hold Bible studies, and they have radically dispensational Bible studies.
We are speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Take a short break, be right back, and we'll be taking your calls a little bit later.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call. at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries, if you've got a question for Charles, feel free, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Did you have something you wanted to continue with?
I was just finishing up by saying that the spread of the evangelical movement goes far beyond Hagee and is influencing way beyond the evangelical churches, and is becoming a big concern for other churches because of the influence within Bible studies and other television outreaches. There's also very interesting stories out now about the new Mearsheimer book. Have you read about that? The Israeli lobby hits the bookstores.
Yes, sir.
Powerful reviews by coming from all different directions on this book.
Which the mainstream media doesn't want to touch with a 10-foot barge pole.
No, but the editorialists are talking about it, and it's making it into the blogs and all over the Internet. It's all over the Internet. Philip Weiss reported in the New York Observer, the main reason the book cannot be ignored is the arguments go much further and are devastating. The evidence the author marshals are so compelling it leaves me, as a progressive Jew, weeping with distress over what the fervid or particular imagination of right-wing Jews have done to my country. I applaud the authors for being cold. They don't seem to leave any feelings. They leave that to the reader. They don't need to display feelings. The dream that the peace in Jerusalem would begin with war in Baghdad, which has ended in such a miserable failure, grew out of the conviction that Israel was the great democracy, and that its treatment of the Palestinians would be overlooked once the U.S. changed Arab societies. It is a complete delusion. Thus says Philip Weiss, and other excellent reviews of the book.
Well, I mean, he's absolutely correct. I don't know. In my road along theology, it's taken many paths, as I'm sure you most probably well aware. But I'm trying to stop myself, but. You know, I'd rather hang around with honest sinners than phony Christians.
Yes, it's been said by a number of atheists that the reason they're atheists is they got to know too many Christians.
Absolutely, and I say this with all due reverence. My cursory reading of the Bible, Jesus had zero tolerance for liars and phonies.
Yes.
I mean, his language reflected that. I mean, his harshest words were always directed towards the devoutly disingenuous religious rogues and professional pretenders.
Called Pharisees.
Yes. And it just amazes me how smart, intelligent, rational people can accept this Hagee doctrine. I mean, it's to throw out the number 50 million, I mean, they must be drinking something or smoking something. Or else they just, I guess they read parts, I guess they look at the Bible like a Chinese menu, pick a little bit here, pick a little bit there, and disregard all the rest of the stuff.
Well, it's all done by careful selection, and of course the writers of the Bible, such as Scofield, have basically provided a tool that allows the pastor, if he's trained in the seminary on this kind of theology, it allows him a tool to go back and lecture from time and time again, so that he can tell a very simple story that you and I might read in the Bible and say, this is a really simple story. Take an example in the book of Matthew, the Beatitudes. It says, "Be humble, be meek. Don't worry about your personal affairs. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. The kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then these things will be delivered to you." Now that's a very simple statement. You may have trouble abiding by it. You may have trouble believing it. At sometimes you might. We're all challenged to think, I wonder if this really works in my life. I wonder if I really am going to come out okay by following these precepts. Those doubts we all have. But nevertheless, the story itself is very simple. So what happens is then the Scofield Reference Bible comes along and says, let us give you a definition of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God does not mean heaven, or a relationship with God Himself. What the kingdom of God means is a future earthly event that will take place at Armageddon. And so they've redefined heaven and placed it off in an earthly realm, and that then is what Hagee and these people are seeking. So that every time they give a sermon, they can explain this over and over again, because it doesn't make much sense to you and I. We would rather look at the simple reading
The Jefferson concept. We're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible.
Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Time for a Wednesday, as usual. We are with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Just went to Amazon.com, The Israeli Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy by John Mersheimer and Stephen Walt is now number 17 on Amazon.com's most popular books. Ahead of them, a couple of interesting other books there, too. Mother Teresa, Come Be My Light. Hasn't beat out Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows or George Bush's new autobiography written by Robert Draper, making the rounds on all the talk show circuits, called Dead Certain. Bill Clinton is above George Bush with his new book. He's going to be on Larry King tonight telling us how he plans to change the world. That should be fun and interesting to listen to. Bill Clinton will more than likely offer his third way philosophy of achieving world peace. But, Charles, we will never achieve peace, especially in the Middle East, until there's serious consideration given to the content of this book, The Israeli Lobby.
I agree. The Israeli lobby has always been extremely powerful. It's always been able to concentrate on a single congressman or a senator and oust him, no matter how well-wired he is, no matter how strong his constituency is. The Israeli lobby, by concentrating their efforts and bringing their press efforts, have always been able to attack one man at a time. But as I think I've said before, the shock now is that because of the link between the Israeli lobby and the so-called Christian right, that's who we're talking about, the Christian Zionists, because of this powerful grassroots movement that is really at the beck and call of the Israeli lobby, the Israeli lobby is now in position to openly challenge presidential races. They're capable of bringing pressure on all the congressmen at one time. They can cover enormous ground and have a lot of voting power behind this big money lobby.
Well, it's one subject you know for sure you're not going to hear tonight on the Republican debate.
Nope.
These people would be too afraid to actually bring up. Well, outside of Ron Paul, I think every single Republican candidate for president has made his pilgrimage to Israel.
Exactly.
Fred Thompson, who apparently is going to announce tonight that he's throwing his hat in the ring, he made a point of going to Israel, I think, a month ago to get his blessing. And it's just, why you cannot have an open and honest debate about this issue is the most troubling, while everybody's trying to seek a solution to the peace in the Middle East. But yet, if you had a statesman suddenly appear that would seem to have the ability to bring peace to Israel, he would immediately be labeled by the John Hagees of the world as the Antichrist, right?
Yes, he probably would. Keep in mind that there's tremendous influence over Israeli politics that comes out of the U.S. too. Benjamin Netanyahu, an American, is most likely to become the successor there. It's the Likud government all over again, and of course he has tremendous American support, spends a lot of time in the U.S. drumming up support here. So Israel is really not a wealthy country. What you have is a country that's being aided. They're receiving all this money from the United States, and this money is then recycled into political purposes. It's like a big, Israel is itself like a big political lobby that receives billions of dollars of U.S. foreign aid, which they're then able to recycle into political campaigns through their AIPAC lobby. And then the AIPAC lobby simply plays the tune for the evangelical pastor leaders, and they make sure that everyone knows who they favor in the elections.
It's a never-ending circle. We give them $35 billion a year. They in turn recycle that money back to the U.S. to buy, in large part, they buy all their armaments and their military equipment from the United States. So a large chunk of that goes back to, you know, Lockheed Martin and all the various other defense contractors,
mm-hmm.
who in turn, in other words, America's pretty much just run by the military-industrial complex and the Israeli lobby.
Yes, and the Israeli lobby, I think it's best to consider the Israeli lobby sort of a offshore function of the neocon establishment that essentially gets all this money and then recycles it, just as you said, back into political activities in the United States. And so we find our government being controlled by a foreign power, but it's really the fingers of the same hand. We have this giant hand that's dealing out the money to Israel and even furnishing them some of their politicians like Netanyahu.
The solution to the problem is so easy and yet so difficult. Now there's another part of the story that that some people, I'm just trying to find a reference who made this statement. But it's obviously the reference has been made many times, referring to Israel as an apartheid state. And if there's anything that upsets anybody more than accusing them of mimicking the former South African government and their policies of apartheid, which apartheid is a Dutch word for separateness. It is obviously something that, although many in Israel deny this fact, it is a legitimate fact. Israel has the identical internal structure that the former government of South Africa had, because not all Jews are equal in Israel. They discriminate against different ethnicities of Jews. I think they recently just deported a whole bunch of, and I'm not sure where they were from. I think they could have been from Darfur, for all I know.
They did. They deported a bunch of Darfur refugees. Also, when you're there, you notice in Israel, you notice that the Sephardic Jews are treated different from the European or the blue-eyed European-looking Jews. They have the taxi cab driver. They're the cab drivers. They have more menial jobs, and somehow they don't get they don't achieve the same treatment. They're treated more like, well, these are the Arab Jews. They're treated like other Arabs, even though they're Jewish. And there's been many who have complained about this. Recently, by the way, on the apartheid question, columnist Danny Rubenstein, who is with Haaretz,
he was a
journalist with Haaretz. His trip, he likened the Israeli government, to South African apartheid government, and he had his scheduled speaking appearance canceled by the Zionist Federation Great Britain. He was supposed to go there and make appearances, and they simply canceled his trip because he'd made these statements. And he's a well-established Jewish writer for Haaretz, perhaps the biggest newspaper in Israel. And so by the very mention of apartheid, associating Israel's government with apartheid, caused this reaction, and of course he's now being censured, Danny Rubenstein.
Yeah, it's like Professor Finkelstein from DePaul University. He's
right.
Now officially resigned from his job. Of course, he was an outspoken critic of the Israeli lobby.
Yes, of the Israeli lobby and certain phases of abuses, basically abuses of the truth by Israeli groups that were promoting the Holocaust idea. When I hear the comparison between Israel and South African apartheid, I think considered an assault to South Africa, because I was in South Africa, and I know that you lived there, and I didn't see people being deliberately starved to death there, and I didn't see walls put up around people that enclosed them. I think Israel has gone far beyond South Africans, anything the South Africans ever dreamed of in their separation policies with the black populations, indigenous or imported otherwise.
Well, the policies in South Africa, I mean, there were areas where blacks were allowed to go, and there were times when blacks weren't allowed in certain areas. And if they were caught in areas where they shouldn't have been, everybody, you know, unfortunately, they carried a thing called a dom pass, which is like a national ID card. And if you didn't produce your dom pass, you were immediately thrown in jail. And if you had a dom pass, it would illustrate whether or not, because you were a servant or a maid or what have you, and you were allowed in the area, there were exceptions made in a lot of circumstances. But by and large, there were no walls. I guess South Africa's big problem that really got to America was, unlike the signs that disappeared in America in the 1960s, you know, blacks, whites, the signs you'd find in restrooms and in drinking fountains and that such. Sure. I mean, when I left South Africa, the signs were still there. I mean, they hadn't moved to where they had taken down the signs. So, but that was the only openly thing you could see as far as apartheid was concerned, were the signs on bathroom walls. They didn't do, well, there were a couple, blacks, although they were citizens of South Africa, they weren't allowed to vote, which you can say the same thing for Arab Israelis,
yes.
Right?
Yes, I think
Mainly.
So. And so this may be going a little far aside, but I'd like your comment on it. I often think about England's Boer Wars in South Africa and consider our own war in Iraq as being the Boer Wars being England's Iraq or Iraq being America's Boer Wars. The tremendous destruction of the English system that took part as a result of the brutal repression of the South Africans at the turn of the 20th century.
The British did exactly the same to the Boers what they did to the early colonists. There was no difference. As a matter of fact, the British were the first to set up concentration camps, because they didn't have the ability to defeat the Boers, the guerrillas as they called them, and because of the inability of the British forces to capture or kill the Boers, they did the next best thing, and they rounded up all the women and children of the Boer farmers, put them in concentration camps, which, if you take it on a per capita basis, it was just as bad, if not worse, than the death camps in Germany. People were dying, people were starved to death, they destroyed all their crops, they destroyed all their cattle. It was very similar to what they did to the colonists.
Yeah.
And it seems as though they're trying to do this. They're doing the same thing in the Middle East. I mean, it's ridiculous how many times you've got to make the same mistakes over and over again.
This is exactly what's happening now in Gaza, which is a giant concentration camp. nothing but a concentration camp. The people are fed over the walls. And there's simply no justification in a civilized world for any Christians to accept this. And this is what's so outrageous about the Christian right position, is they actually make these junkets to Israel, and they ignore these things that are happening there. They accept this open brutality, starvation of children, killing kids every day. It just goes beyond anything that you can imagine as being civilized. And it's being justified on religious grounds by church leaders. And that is the most horrifying thing of all. It's not so horrifying that the Israelis would choose to use this kind of a method, because England did it to the Boers, to the farmers' wives and the farmers' children. It's been done other places, concentration camps, as a method of control. Israel might be said to have... to see that as a solution to a problem, but what possible solution can a professing Christian pastor use to justify this in America? And this is the most horrible part of the John Hagee position, the Pat Robertson position, and so on, is that they actually do look the other way while murder and genocide and starvation is being done deliberately in front of their eyes. And well, they can't say they haven't been to Israel. They've been there. They've all traveled there. Some of these people have told me they've made a dozen junkets to Israel, and they've never met they've never met a Palestinian or seen a Palestinian family. So this is very common.
Amazing stuff. We're speaking with Charles Carlson, Straight Gate Ministries. Take a short break. Final segment coming up, and you've got a pen and paper handy. We'll tell you how you can get hold of Charles. Help out his mission. Trying to wake up the brain dead Christians out there.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The world today seems absolutely crackers, with nuclear bombs to blow us all sky high. There's fools and idiots sitting on the trigger. It's depressing and it's senseless, and that's why I like Chinese. I like Chinese.
Welcome back, my friends. On this Wednesday, we're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. If you go to Charles's website at whtt.org, you can click on, besides many of the other fine articles he has on the website, if you go to his book and audio section, there's three books there that I have to say, in my trying to understand everything, there's three books there that if you still can't understand what's going on, I strongly recommend three books that Charles has on his website. One is by Carol Quigley, entitled Tragedy and Hope. The other one is by Eustace Mullins, and I should try and get him back on the show before he dies, Secrets of the Federal Reserve. And what was the other one? I had another one. I can't think of it right now. But
I'll fill one in for you. One Nation Under Israel, which was
there you
originally
go.
Titled,
that was, no.
Which was originally titled "Saving Israel from Suicide: Holocaust II: Saving Israel from Suicide."
And I'm halfway through the book, and unfortunately, it's one of those books that, as I'm going through it, I just get angry with it. I mean, I get just how people can't figure this out. If you'd like to get hold of Mr. Carlson, you can write him at P.O. Box 14491, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85267. Or if you want to give him a call at 480-947-3329. And as we said, you can always access his website at WHTT.org and help Charles in his mission. When's the next one that you're doing again, Charles?
The next one is in Fresno, California, next Sunday, the 9th, in the afternoon, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you're within a couple hundred miles of Fresno, California, you can be there. Then there will be some others coming up. San Antonio, Texas is coming up after that in October.
Well, that must be the big one. That must be the granddaddy.
Well, it is, because we have so many people from San Antonio that want us to come. I think we'll feel like honored guests when we show up there, because so many people know Peggy there and would like to see us come. I also want to say that we're having some gratifying things happen. A pastor who found us by accident called yesterday, and I happened to be have the chance to talk to him, and he turned out to be a pastor of a Baptist church in Iowa, and he told me that in a conversation that he had been a evangelical dispensationalist with a Scofield Bible at one time, that he'd seen through it and changed, and that he actually played John Hagee's speech that he gave to APAC, the American Israeli Public Affairs Committee. He made a speech to them one time, a shocking speech that I know that you've heard, Robbie. And he actually played that to his congregation with very favorable results. So this kind of thing is what we're trying to make happen, and our hopes and prayers are that a lot of pastors will start doing this.
Oh, God bless you for your efforts, sir. And it's always a pleasure.
Thank you for your help. It's a pleasure to be with you, too.
Thank you, sir.
Hope we're helping your listeners.
Oh. The small part we can do. Charles Carlson, Straight Gate Ministries, WHTT.org. Till tomorrow, my friends. See you back. It's true.